الحب حياكم والشوق حيانا ليوننا ذكرى تسعد محيانا.
A tribute to my aunt Umme Ismail. A woman of exceptional qualities, an epitome of kindness and compassion. Selflessness is an understatement. My aunt is truly amazing, and to recount her life's achievements would fill a book. So here are just a few excerpts of her life. As long as I have known my aunt, she was always busy doing something for somebody, be it her husband, children, grandchildren, brother, sister, niece or nephew, and yes, daughters-in-law too. An amazing woman with a big heart, always forgiving and accommodating, she served her in-laws with great finesse and compassion. Facing the challenges of living with people who didn't always make life very easy, accepting the second marriage of her husband with grace and dignity. Having to deal with all the challenges, emotional and otherwise, of this part of her life, but never letting it get her down or shirking her responsibilities. Everything done without fuss or frown, bringing up her 5 children with care and love, each one of them holding a special place in her heart. Welcoming her husband's daughter into her home shows the amazing strength and warmth of this very special woman. This opens up the chapter of her as a mother-in-law. Having all her children married and having an opportunity to display her generous, accommodating nature, she lives with 3 daughters-in-law in one building. Living with them with kindness, always being there to gently guide and assist when the need arose. Nowadays, when mothers-in-law are the bane of society, here she stands out as a beacon of hope, compassion and selflessness. Allah so willed that one of her beloved daughters-in-law became ill and remained so for plus minus 9 years. My aunt assisted in caring for her and her 3 grandchildren. As her health deteriorated, my aunt's endeavors to make her comfortable increased. My aunt was at her bedside when she moaned in pain, gently massaged her to ease her pain, bathed her and patiently fed her spoon by spoon. All this done with a warm smile and an earnest dua. Being a support for her dear son, caring for her daughter-in-law, seeing to the needs of her husband and being a comfort to her grandchildren, all this done by my amazing aunt with grace and love. After approximately 2 years, my cousin's wife was called into the mercy of Allah. My aunt continues to take care of her grandchildren, 2 of whom are teenage girls, being nurtured and trained with love and affection. When I look at her and see her smile, her face radiates contentment and peace, and I marvel at the endurance of this 71-year-old woman, and I'm so proud to be her niece. But even more, I would like to carry her legacy of service to mankind. I pray that Allah accepts everything she does and grants her His pleasure. Foy, you are an inspiration to me and you make the best burfi, among other delectable delights. My aunt's name, Rabia Memi Pando. Jazakumullah. كيف نادت الحمامة في حنان كي أنام في حنان كي أنام خبريني كيف تجرين لضمي كلما نديت أمي.
Mala Piral is very upset. He says, why is it that all these wow stories have something or the other to do with food? Yesterday we were hearing about chocolates and today we're hearing about burfi. The Rosa's got him, always has him about 50% of the time. And now when he hears about these chocolates and he hears about burfi, makes it very, very difficult for poor old Mala Pirali, who is a consistent muncher, if I can put it that way. But don't worry, Mala Pirali, I'm the Amir of that club. So, another fascinating story. This one's got a different angle to it. a mother-in-law taking care of her daughter-in-law. Some would say, what? In today's time and age, mother-in-law taking care of a daughter-in-law cannot happen. It's almost extinct. No, it can happen. Sometimes we talk too much from a negative perspective about mother-in-law and daughter-in-law relationships. And for mother-in-law, you know, to take care of a daughter-in-law in such a way is indeed phenomenal. And it's indeed a great achievement. And it's indeed something which is worthy of tribute. And that's not the only accomplishment of the sister whose story was showcased today. Other achievements as well. And, you know, to be able to have such kindness, such sincerity in what you do, such care and concern, wanting to help others, wanting to assist others, wanting to uplift the standard of life that others are living, it's indeed a phenomenal achievement. And there are many such women in our society, and each one of them is worthy of tribute. We can't do it for everyone, but we try and do it, you know, for a few this Ramadan, so that it acknowledges others who fall within, you know, similar boundaries, and also it motivates others to follow in these glorious and illustrious footsteps. What are we going to do now? Because, you know, there are so many wow entries coming in, and there are just few days left, so you better get those entries in. The email address, wow@radioislam.co.za, that's wow@radioislam.co.za. Otherwise, the post box here at reception, Pirali thought was a pigeonhole, but no, it's it's clearly marked Wow Tribute. You can come and put it in the post box there, or otherwise you can fax it 011-854-7025. Those are the ways you can send in your tributes. And from next week now, we have been forced to make this change. From next week, we have to play three stories a day. And this that is just from the stories that have been chosen to go on air. Every story cannot be chosen because there are so many. We make dua to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that it rewards whoever has decided to contribute. But we have to, obviously, there's a panel that goes through the stories and they're choosing the ones that go on air. But there are so many good ones now that we need to go three a day. So I'm giving you the time slots. Listen very carefully. The one will continue to go out in the morning at 8:30. Fridays, maybe 5-10 minutes later if Brother AB is in full song. Then at 12, just after 12, when the ladies' program starts, just after 12, the second Wow Tribute will go out. And then the third one, just before the Ulama Nasiha in the afternoon Al-Masa Drive, about 25 past 5. So three a day, and we'll still go with the same procedure. We'll have a weekly winner, and from the four weekly winners, we're going to choose the overall winner. Some great prizes in store. But it's not about the prizes, really. It's about paying tribute, and it's about acknowledging. I would like to know what you thought of today's Wow Tribute. You know the SMS number. If you don't, then I don't know. Mohamed Ali, what should we do as a punishment? But 072-786-1548.